Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Thank you for coming to Bhagavatam class. So now we are reading from Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam from the 7th canto, chapter 8, entitled The Lord Slays the King of the Demons, chapter 18. So we're going to read the transliterations. What we're reading every day is the international alphabet Sanskrit transliteration. We are not actually reading the Sanskrit, the pure Sanskrit, but the transliteration. Saswatanginam parito vipashyam estambasyam adyad anunir jihananam nayam mrigo napi naro vichitram aho kim etam migrendra rupan sasatvanginam parito vipashyam stambhasya vadyat anunir jihanam nayam mrigo napi naro vichitram aho kim etam migrendra rupan. Please chant. Satanginam parito vipasyam stasyamanyam merane nayam rigonapi naro vichitram aho kim jamini abrigenda rupam. Ladies, please. Svatanginam parito vipasyam stambhasya matyaya nunira chitam nayam rigoni pinaro vichitram aho king etan rimri grendra rupam. Sasvata enam parito vipasyam stambhasya madhyadana nirjahinam nayam rigona vinaro vishadram okimata nrimigrenda rupan. Word for word, saha, he. Hiranyakashipu, the king of the deities, Satvam, living being, sorry, Enam, that, Parita, all around, Vipashyam, looking, Stambhasya, of the pillar, Madhyat, from the midst, Anunirjihanam, having come out, Na, not, Ayam, this, Mriga, animal, Na, not, Api, indeed, Nara, human being, Vichitram, very wonderful, Aho, alas, Kim, what, Etat, this, Nrimriga Indra Rupam, the form of both a man and the king of the beast, the lion. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace. Exivaktivadanta Swami Prabhupada ki. While Hiranyakashipu looks all around to find the source of the sound, that wonderful form of the Lord, which could not be ascertained to be either a man or a lion, emerged from the pillar. In amazement, Hiranyakashipu wondered, what is this creature, what is half man and half lion? Please repeat. While Hiranyakashipu looked all around to find the source of the sound, that wonderful form of the Lord, which could not be ascertained to be either a man or a lion, emerged from the pillar. In amazement, Hiranyakashipu wondered, what is this creature that is half man and half lion? Purport. The demon cannot calculate the unlimited potency of the Supreme Lord. As it states in the Vedas, Prasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shuyate Swabhaviki Jnana Vala Kriyacha. The different potencies of the Lord are always working as an automatic exhibition of His knowledge. For a demon, it is certainly wonderful that the form of the lion and the form of the man can be united. Since a demon has no experience of the inconceivable power for which the Supreme Lord is called all-powerful, demons cannot understand the omnipotence of the Lord. They simply compare the Lord to one of them, Avajanantima Mudha Manusim Tanum Ashitam. Mudhas, rascals, think that Krishna is an ordinary human being who appears for the benefit of the human beings. Parambhava Ajananta. Fools, rascals, and demons cannot realize the supreme potency of the Lord. But He can do anything and everything. Indeed, He can do whatever He likes. When Hiranyakashipu received benediction from Lord Brahma, he thought that he was safe, since he received the benediction that he will not be killed either by an animal or by a human being. He never thought that an animal and human being will be combined so that demons like him will be puzzled by such a form. This is the meaning of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's omnipotence. Om Agyanati Minandasya Agyanam Gyanam Shalakaya Chaksurum Militam Jena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with transcendental knowledge. I offer my obeisances unto Him. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamaste Saraswati Devi Kaur Brahma Prashani Vishesha Prashati Satrine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimati Viravahu Pravuriti Namine Sisi Vrinda Tavira Patapankaya Daini Prabhupada Namase Viravahave. So, in the presence of senior Vaishnavas, as it was saying previously to Narottama Acharya, that there is expressions called Maryada Vyatikrama. I don't know how many of you know what this expression means, but it means transgression of the ethics of Vaishnava. So Maryada means limits or boundaries, and Vyatikrama means violation or transgression or stepping over. So one who is junior, if a step over the senior, is called Maryada Vyatikrama. It's called committing the offense, the violation of the etiquette. There is a story from the third canto of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Viduda came to Uddhava to receive transcendental knowledge. But Uddhava, being junior to Vidura, he sent him to Maitreya to receive instructions. So this is the proper etiquette. So the old senior Vaishnavas, please forgive me to have been sitting here speaking before you. Because he said that if one commit this offense, his life is diminished. Like the Prabhupada was saying in the class on Sunday, that diminished the life. Bhakti Madhura Swami, he was giving Spanish class yesterday. He was exposing very nice this point that this is from second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ayur harati vayim pumsam udyangastam chayangasau tasyarte takshano nita uttamasloki vartaya. That is a saying that by rising and setting of the sun, udyangastam chayangasau, the ayur, the life, harati, is come from hara, or hari, who taken away. It's taken away the life of pumsa, or the people, or everyone's. But tasyarte, he said, except for those who takshano nita, who engage his time and listen the uttamas loka, Partaye, and discussing the topic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a fact, he was saying, that day by day our life is taken away, and we're closing to the imminent end, that is when the body is collapsed and the soul has to leave the body. So this is a crucial point. Here, we are listening to this Krishna Katha, or Chitram, I say Chitram, very wonderful, very wonderful Lila from this Supreme Personality of Godhead, in which Hiranyakashipu is about to meet death by the hands of the Lord. It's interesting to note that in every verse, thus we know Sinha means lion. But in all verses, the Sinha word doesn't appear, but it's appeared the Mriga. Mriga means animal, as all you know already. But here it said, Nri Migrendra Rupan. Rupan is the form, and Nri means human being, and Migrendra is from Mriga and Indra. Mriga, animal, and Indra means king or lord. So the lord of the animals, obviously, is the lion. That's what it says, Nri Migrendra. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he quoted the two lines from the Swate Swathara Upanishad. Parasya Shaktir Vividhaira Swate Swabhaviki Jnana Vali Kriyacha. That the demons cannot calculate these potencies of the Lord. The whole verse is natatsya karyan karanan cha vidyate, natatsamas cha vyavedikas, cha drishyate, parasya shakti vividayiva shriyate. Svavavikya jnana valakriya cha. It's interesting to know that I was making some research about these Upanishads. Some of it has a very funny name. Swateswatara literally means having a white mules. So I think, what is this very funny name for the Upanishad, having white mules? Because Sweta means white, Ashwa means horse, like Ashwamedha, sacrifice. Medha means offering. So the horse Ashwamedha, sacrifice, means offering a horse in sacrifice. So the Ashwamedha. And Tara, I was looking for the word Tara, but Tara has different meanings, that crossing and also moving. So when we had this word Avatara, so Ava means down, and Tara means moving down or crossing down. They translated by incarnation or descending. I don't know the story behind this Swateswatara, but I know the one. There's the Taittiriya Upanishad. Taittiriya Upanishad. There is one very funny story. Because previously, originally, there is one Veda, only one Veda. It was the Atharva Veda. And was received by oral reception. That is called Shruti. And the Vedas are called Shabda. Because Shabda means sound, but in the previous days when Onkar was giving class, was this word Shabda Pramana. And Shruti means hearing. So before, this Vedic knowledge was passing down by oral reception from guru and disciple. And eventually, when Srila Vyasadeva appeared, he divided into four Vedas. He put into written, he wrote the Vedas. The very word Vyasa means division, Vyasadeva. And he divided into four, and he entrusts each Veda to different sages. He entrusted the Rig Veda to Pali Rishi. That was his name, Pali Rishi. And he entrusted the Samaveda to Jaimini Rishi, and the Jayurveda to Vaishampayana Rishi, and he entrusted the Atharva Veda to Gargamuni? I don't remember. It was Garga Muni. I think it was Angira Muni. It was Angira Muni. He entrusted Veda to Angira Muni. And he entrusted the Puranas to Ramaharshana. You know Ramaharshana? He was killed by Lord Balaram. Because he transgressed the Vaishnava etiquette. He didn't stand that when Lord Balaram came to the assembled sages, the Naimisharanya. There was just Brihat Naimisharanya, then Brihat Brihat Aranyaka. There's another. This is what Aranya means, forest. Naimisharanya, the forest, the Naimi. So Brihat Aranyaka, the great forest, the great knowledge of the forest, because this is. It's to say that the Brahmanas wrote this Upanishad in the forest. That's what it's called that way. So the upa means near, and nisha means sitting near. So because we are sitting near to the guru to receive this knowledge, it's called Upanishads. It's like there is four Upavedas. Upa also means secondary, the secondary Vedas. There are four Upa Vedas. Anybody knows this? You know Archita Prabhu, the four Upa Vedas? There are the Dhanur Veda, the warfare Dhanur Veda, Stapatiya Veda, the architecture, Gandharva Veda, music, and the Ayurveda, medicine. So these are supplements, Vedas. That's what we call Upa Vedas. Like Upendra, Upa Indra, Who is Upendra? Upendra. Bhamanade. Because he is Upa, he is inferior or younger brother of Indra. They had the same father and the same mother. So the Taittiriya Upanishad is literally means the pupil, the followers of the partridges, because Taittiriya means partridges. This is a small bird. The story is the Vaishapayana. He got 20. He had 27 disciples, and one of them just Yajnavalkya was one of them. He was very prominent and very famous personality. And one day, Yajnavalkya approached to his guru Vaishapayana, and he told him, "What is the benefit?" He said, "What is the benefit of all these disciples? I myself," he said, "I can perform great austerities." So his guru became very upset and he rejected him. He told, "Just give up all the knowledge I taught you." So he, in this way, he vomited all the knowledge. And all other brothers, the other disciples of Vaishampayana, he turned into partridges, into small birds, to eat this knowledge that Yajnavalkya was vomited. So therefore it's Taittiriya. It's called Taittiriya Upanishad, because Ta is the third syllable, the third consonant, palatal consonant of the Sanskrit alphabet. And Ta, one of the meaning is to follow. They follow the partridges. So this is I was checking this as very interesting information. So natasya karan karanam cha vidate. So the demons, he say, Prabhupada, and he quote this verse, avajananti mam mudha manusintanungasitam param bhavam ajanato. What is that line? Na mama bhutta maheshwara. Mama bhutta maheshwara. The avajananti, as I was saying, the ava means down, and jananti means to know. And it's derived, it's translated as derived, when I descend in my human form. Thus is the demons who see Krishna face to face. And because by the lack of knowledge, they can understand the form of the Supreme Lord. Sri Tam said, Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samamritaha. See, yogamaya, he's covered by yogamaya. We was previously, a few days ago, we were trying to find who was yogamaya and mahamaya in Subhadra. What was the... Because in the Krishna book, with Acharya, in the Krishna book, it is said that yogamaya was born from Mother Yasoda. And then Vasudeva took yogamaya to Mathura. But when Kamsa came to kill her, she was no yogamaya anymore. He was mahamaya. And after that, Krishna, he told her that he sent it to some places, to some hill, I don't remember the name, and she will be known with different names, Akavadra Kali and all these numbers, Ambika and all this. So this is Kali, because he was asking me why is Kali is Subhadra. And then later on, Subhadra was born from Vasudeva and Rohini. So we're searching for internet for all this information, and Srila Prabhupada is explaining actually that Mahamaya, Yogamaya, and Subhadra are one and the same. So but it's different situation in which it's known in different names, but it's one and the same. So the demons, there is one verse from the, I think it's from the Katha Upanishad. Nayam atma pravacharena labhyo namedaya navahuna shutena jam eva esha brinuti tena labhyas tasya isha atma vivinuti tanun swam. That the Supreme Lord cannot be known. Labhya means of understanding, of can it be conceived. By Nayam, by mental power, Nayam Atma Pravacharena, or by Pravacharena, by so much lecture, Nayam Atma Pravacharena, Namedaya, not for vast intelligence, Navahuna Shutena, not for so much hearing. So we were discussing this with Holiness Jasodev. If the first principle of Bhakti Yoga is hearing, Sravana, so how it's come is the not by so much hearing we can understand the Lord. So I was looking some research to find out this paradox. And then I found out that here's Srila Prabhupada is referring to the mundane scholars. Those who actually have so much knowledge of the Vedas, but still they can understand the Supreme Lord. Like at the Mayavadis, Vedantis. Srutena comes from Shruti, that is the scriptures, the Vedas, scriptures, Shrutis, Srutena. And how much hearing, because hearing is very important independent to who we hear from. Avaishnava mukud kirnam putang hari katamritam. Avaishnava. No. Shravanam naiva kartavyan. What is the last line? Jato sarpo chistam jatapaya. That hearing from the wrong person, this wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam, is actually very, very detrimental. It's very dangerous. Because it gives the example of the snake, uchista means remnants, and jata paya is like paya means in this connection is milk. When the serpent drinks from the milk, he drops the poison in there, and someone come to drink this milk, he will die. So therefore, in this connection, I think in this shutena means actually we should hear from the proper source. And that is from the pure devotee of the Lord, shutena. What is the next point I want to make? Oh yes, the demons. Well, there is the mother demons who legally he wants some evidence of the existence of God. There are three kinds of evidence, or called pramanas in Sanskrit. There is pratyaksha, anumana, and shabda. Pratyaksha literally means sense perception or empirical, like at the modern science. The modern science, his knowledge is based in sense perception. Experimental knowledge is called pratyaksha. Pratyaksha actually means before. Pardon me? Thank you. Pratyaksha. Pratya means before or in front. And aksha means senses or seeing, but it also means senses. Pratyaksha. So what is put in front of the senses, something we can perceive by the eyes or by the senses, that's mean pratyaksha. Like one Kunti is praying in the second sloka, Maya vajane vaya javani kakshanam, maya javani kakshanam, adokshayam, jagya gya adokshayam. That this curtain, this is called maya javani kakshanam. The curtain that's covered the Supreme Lord, these curtains cannot be this impediment for to be perceived Krishna for the senses. That's what adokshaya is. Adokshaya means beyond the range of the sense perception. Adokshaya is a compound word from ada, aksha, and ja. So ada also means down. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explained that push down ada and aksha, the senses, and ja is the it's a consonant from the alphabet that means born or produce. What is produce? So whatever is produced from the senses, Krishna pushing down. So whatever knowledge is produced or is born from the senses, Krishna pushing down. That is basically the meaning of adokshaya. It's very interesting. Like a ja, like a pankaya. Panka means mud and ja means born. What is born from the mud? Actually, that is called the Padma. Padma actually means lotus flowers, but it has different meanings. Like Ambuja. Also, Ambu means water, and Ja means born from the water. So in this way, Sanskrit is very special language. It's so complicated, and it's very nice to study Sanskrit language. And anyway, I would like to end this class by saying that Prabhupada is making the point, but without serving the Supreme Lord, without surrender to Him and render service unto Him, it's not possible Krishna to be known. So thank you very much. If there is any questions? Oh, I have two hands. Archita Prabhu first, because he is the senior, and later on we will move to you. Archita Prabhu, don't ask any very difficult question, please. Hariva. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's nice to have another scholar here. Anthony. All right. We hope to have the answer. Nisinha? Nisinha there? What? He can manifest millions of arms if he wants. What happened is that when we appear and after killing Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu has army of small demons, you know. He was the big demon, but his followers is millions of demons. So my speculation is, in order to kill all this, they manifest many arms. Is I don't know, is there any reference with how many arms he came up from the pillar? But maybe four arms, and later he manifest other arms. Anyone knows anything? Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, but probably he come from the pillar for four arms. But I cannot give you any scriptural reference right now. Maybe we can. Yeah, we said the paintings. I know from Durga manifests 10 hands, because that's meaning he conquered the 10 directions, up and down, right, left, north, south. You know, that's why she has 10 arms. Okay.
Another question was, well, thank you for the class. And my other question was, can you explain the difference between Yoga Maya and Maha Maya?
I will try. Some senior would like to explain. Okay, Yoga Maya. I was explaining before. Also, Subhadra is known as Swarupa Bhakti. Yoga Maya and Mahamaya is the two mayas that the living entity are by nature in there. In other words, we are no. It's like the analogy of the government and the citizen and the criminal. The government control the both the citizens, the free citizens, also the criminals in different ways. The free citizens are free as long as they follow the laws. But as soon as they break the law, they become criminals and they put in prison. In prison, they must follow the law, the government's law. So there is Mahamaya and Yogamaya is like that. The living entity is never completely free, we can say. We're always in the jurisdictions of the energy of Krishna. So either we want to be in Yogamaya or Mahamaya. So it's compared that Yogamaya is the pure devotees that enjoying the association of Krishna. And the common example or the pure example of that is the residents of Vrindavan, that they are in Yoga Maya, because even though they are having the association of the Supreme Lord, also Mother Yasoda especially, they don't know that the Krishna is God, because they are covered, because, like the pastime of Madre Yasoda, when Balarama accused Krishna that he was eating dirt, and Madre Yasoda came and says, "Open your mouth." And when Krishna opened his mouth, he saw, well, the picture somewhere here, right? Right there. She saw the whole universe. She saw herself. He saw the multiverse. And then she was puzzled. She was bewildered. And then she realized this boy is not my son. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Krishna immediately, she put her in Yoga Maya to cover her and say, "What am I saying? This is my dear baby." And say, "Okay, Krishna, don't eat dirt anymore. Go." So this is Yoga Maya. And this, in this way, because to not interrupt or to not break this nice mutual relationship as what is the parenthood? Vatsalya rasa. There is five rasas of connection with Krishna. And this Vatsalya rasa, Mother Yasoda with small Krishna. And the Mahamaya are those who are here in the prison house, the material world. Mahamaya is the one who Prabhupada gave the example of the police is punish the one who breaks the law. Anyone who subordinates bully Krishna, what is that verb? Bully Krishna, Ejiva, Taravanchakare. As soon as the living entity become inimical, Bahirmukhi, become inimical to Krishna, Maya is said to slap it and throw it down to the material world. So this living entity is mean us. We are being put into Mahamaya because we left the Yoga Maya in the spiritual world. You understand? I think somebody can correct him. Yes, Swami Prabhu. Is all right? So thank you so much. Grantara Srimad Bhavatam Ki. Krishna.